Welcome to the Raw Food Health Empowerment Podcast. Today we're talking about healthy habits for weight loss. My name is Samantha Salmon, certified integrative nutrition coach and brain health licensed trainer. And I'm going to share my healthy habits for what's been working for me, my sustainable excess fat release. I am within my healthy weight range, but I've been on a journey to lower my body fat percentage. And in that journey, I've mentioned on previous episodes that I found it with actually a few things. There's a few things that I do that I actually help my clients do as well and encourage them to try. Raw foods, definitely a high raw diet, but I also practice intermittent fasting. I'm a huge fan of fasting, and it's not dry fasting, right? Dry fasting is actually quite dangerous, but intermittent fasting, and specifically fasting long enough for stem cell production, I think is like the thing that's most exciting to me. Right now, the intermittent fasting I do is really for autophagy, where you clear out all the damaged cells and bring new cells online. But as someone who has historically been an overeater, it's just really helpful. Intermittent fasting puts on the guardrails when your appetite doesn't have any guardrails. If you're someone like this, I can totally relate. There's always room for more food. Intermittent fasting just puts that period on it so that you're not constantly being a conveyor belt for food, because energy accumulation through food is so easy to do with the way our food system is set up right now. And we're not expending that energy the people from the past were, right? Where they had to harvest, they had to grow everything they ate, they had to harvest it, and they were out and active and doing things. Most of us, we are making money from our computers, which involves sitting down. And so we are leading sedentary lifestyles. And this contributes to the excess fat accumulation. Part of my journey, high raw diet, intermittent fasting, progressive overload strength training, walking every day out in nature. And sometimes, like, I do Qigong, but that's for my mental health. I do meditation and sound healing. Again, that's for my mental health. But I think that's really important in terms of keeping stress levels down, because when stress goes up, the body wants to hold on to that fat. So these have been helpful for me. Now, obviously, I'm the Raw Food Meal Planner. I created rawfoodmealplanner.com. When it comes to meal planning, I keep my meal planning very simple because my diet is very simple. Unless I'm creating recipes, which I've been, 2024, I've been creating a lot of recipes. The tail end, like before Thanksgiving through now, like ever since I actually got back from Poland, so like September 2023 through now, I've been creating a ton of recipes just to help push my clients along a little bit more and get raw gourmet in a way that they can like and is palatable for them. And just to showcase the variety of what we're able to do, I think a lot of people are just a little bit confused when we talk about raw foods. It could be as simple as the foods that you're eating right now. You're having a salad, that's raw, right? A homemade salad dressing using ingredients you already have, most likely raw, right? If you're buying it at the store and it has all this preservatives and they've probably cooked some things and has all these chemicals intact, that's not raw. But most of us are consuming some level of raw foods. It could be really that simple, and it could be a little bit more complex and creative. And so for me and my meal planning, I always make sure I have my cruciferous vegetables, my proteins, and I start my day off with fruit. It's that simple. So when I stock my kitchen and my fridge, I make sure I have vegetables, fruits, and my dry goods. I make sure I have my nut butters, my sun-dried tomatoes, my date syrup, and my nuts and seeds, and raisins. And of course, dates, but the dates are in the fridge. Also, like artichokes, these are some of my staples that I have on hand always. That's part of my meal planning. I don't do portion control. Although I think it would help, like for folks who have a history of acid reflux, having small meals throughout the day is really helpful. I don't like small meals, okay? That's a personal preference of mine. I don't like small. I like to eat to satisfaction, which is one of the things that originally drew me towards the raw food lifestyle. You can eat as much as you want, and you don't have to worry about fat accumulation because you're basically eating water and fiber. So everything just gets, the body absorbs all the nutrients it needs, and then it can release all the toxins and waste and stuff like that out of your system. This is how I maintain a healthy weight and have been progressing in, while in my healthy weight, lowering even more my body fat percentage. Right now, I'm gonna tell you right now, the last time I checked, which I'm not tracking body fat percentage anymore, that journey is pretty much not ended or paused, but converted. I'm now tracking my waist to height ratio. It's one of the measures that I have my clients look at. And I'm gonna tell you in just a moment with the body fat percentage. Okay. So when it comes to body fat for women, fitness level is 21 to 24%, athlete is 14 to 20%, acceptable is 25 to 31%. When I started this journey, I was above 30. I was 31 or higher, something like this, I feel like. Now, to let you know what my reading was, the last time I checked my body fat percentage was November of 2023, and it was at 28.9, which was a drop, because before then, 2 months prior, it was at 31.6, so 32%. Then it dropped to, just to round up to round numbers, to 29%. Okay, so 29% has me at acceptable, right? Which is basically, that's acceptable based off of the standard American diet, folks, which I wanna go better than that. I wanna be at 24%. Fitness level, but on the high end, which I know that's not athlete level, right? Fitness level, because athlete is 14 to 20. This is for women. Like for men, it's different because women need higher, like our essential fat is about 10 to 13%. For men, it's only 2 to 5%. And that's because we have reproductive responsibilities, I guess. Our body needs that extra fat because of the fact that we bear children. So for our hormonal balance and everything to be in balance, we need to have minimum 10 to 13% body fat. So it's different. So for me, my goal is the high end of fitness level at 24%, even 25%, I think I would be good with. But right now I'm just tracking, I'm continuing to do what I'm doing. I'm already noticing in the mirror, and people are noticing even looking at me online, that I am looking smaller or whatever. They're noticing fat loss in me, but I've noticed it in myself just with my clothes, because I've been wearing the same sweats since the pandemic, 2020. And 2020, I gained a good amount of weight, the shutdowns, and I was trying to support my local vegan restaurants in one of the best places to eat vegan. Not the most affordable, but one of the best places in Los Angeles. So I did gain weight in some great areas, I might say, but then I lost it when I lost the fat, which is good because nobody wants extra fat tissue around their breasts. It may look good, but it's very dangerous, right? We have high rates of breast cancer in the Black community, especially with Black women, but men have breasts too. So it's something to be really considerate of. So that's basically what I've been doing, my healthy habits for. I'm not so much focused on weight loss because I'm not necessarily trying to weigh less. What I'm trying to do is convert however much pound of fat I have into pound of muscle. So I can maintain my weight, but I want my body fat to go down and my muscle mass to go up, which is why I'm doing progressive overload and also LISS, low intensity, steady state cardio. I want to talk about the mindset shifts, right? What's necessary to transform your mindset for successful weight loss? and the importance of mindset in achieving the weight loss goal. First of all, you need to get rid of the all or nothing thinking. Oh, I'm not doing this, so I'm just not going to do anything. I wasn't able to do this, so I'm not going to do anything. That's all or nothing thinking. There was a time when during the holidays, 3 weeks, I didn't do any strength training. Definitely felt it when I went back and did strength training. I felt that, oh my gosh, I did arms and my arms were sore. I couldn't even use them the next day. Like, they were sore for days. And I have periods like this where it goes on for a long stretch. The 3 weeks was the longest. I typically like to do like a 5 day a week at minimum every other day with my strength training. But that 3 weeks was pretty much a long time, but I didn't not do anything. I still did my walking. If I was traveling, which I went to spend time with in-laws, and I didn't go walking because it was so cold. They like legit have winter there. Like in Florida, we don't really have winter. We have 30 days of winter, but there's no snow. There's no ice. It's going to get as cold as 50 something, which is quite cold. But these people were getting even lower with actual snow. And so I just did not feel motivated to go outside in that. And so what I did was I danced at home inside, listened to Beyonce's, her album. Oh my gosh, it's such a good album. She had a special on Disney, Blackest King, right? The Blackest King soundtrack. I did a whole like dance thing, workout for myself with that. And that was super fun. The theme is find what works for you. Find what's fun for you so you can do it on a consistent basis. Because my body's in a place right now where if I don't move, if I don't take my walks, if I don't do some kind of physical activity, it feels physically uncomfortable, right? And I know if I fall into a low mood mentally, I check, well, did I exercise today? Did I go outside? And if those things are no, I have to get my butt up and do it because that's what keeps me mentally in the game. And so it's this whole journey is a mindset one as well, but I'm always like encouraging you all, right, to find the fun in what you're doing. It will work if you find the fun, if you find the joy in it. If it just seems like a drag all the time for you, then it's going to be hard for you to maintain consistency, which therefore you will not reach the result. Consistency is what brings the result, not doing it the one time, not trying or experimenting. Consistency brings the result. And you have to actually want the thing. Some people say they want something, but they're not willing to do what's necessary to get it, which is fine. Just be honest with yourself. Like, I entered a bodybuilding community. I didn't have any goals necessarily to step on stage, but I grew up watching wrestling. Like, China was like one of those people that I was really admired, their athleticism, the power in their body and their physique, and understanding how much energy and how much health for your body and your brain and your metabolism, muscle can provide, had me really like lusting after having my body be that type of body with big muscles, chiseled, defined. And so I stepped into this community, but there's certain things that they do that I don't necessarily 100% agree with, and I wouldn't put my body through those things. You won't see me on a stage in a bikini spreading my butt cheeks for folks to look at glute definition or whatever. And you know what? No shade to them. Like, they're doing their thing. Everybody should be doing something that they enjoy and that they love while they're on this earth this short time. Tomorrow is not promised. But for me personally, that's not something you're going to see me doing, okay? I could bet my life on it that you're not going to see me do that, okay? I would need to die and be reborn a completely different person to do something like that. I pick and choose what works for me. And I'm clear on what I'm looking to get out of the experience and what I'm looking to achieve with my body and my health. And that's what I stay focused on. I keep doing the work to get that result. Sometimes we think we want something and then we find out what it takes and then we change our minds, and that's completely okay. But just be honest with yourself and clear with yourself, right? Don't stay stuck. Keep moving forward towards your goal, even if that goal needs to shift and adjust based off of what you now know in the present moment, all right? Anyway, I hope this video was helpful, and I look forward to touching base soon. We're going to be talking about quick and healthy meals, especially for those busy professionals. I get it. We're going to talk about it.